Mr. Crowley Will See You Now. Part 3 of the Taboo Romances series. Written by Angel Snuffbox and read by Literarian. Chapter 3. As it turns out, Crowley had a rather interesting definition of courtship in mind. Aziraphale had expected candlelit dinners, long nighttime strolls, and maybe a bit of bashful hand-holding. He was a classic, hopeless romantic. Who could blame him? He should have known that Crowley would be subverting his expectations. Over the past 2 weeks, there had been lavish dates and gifts that Aziraphale didn't know what to do with. There now existed a gorgeous watch hanging on a chain of gold that looked woefully out of place in his shoebox bedroom. He'd not yet plucked up the courage to take it anywhere. It felt like something far more luxurious than himself.
"I don't know what you're talking about," Crowley had told him when he'd attempted to decline the extravagant gift. "It suits you perfectly. You're a beautiful person. You should be wearing all the beautiful things."
That was not to say he did not enjoy it all. Because what surprised him the most about Crowley's strange brand of courtship was how almost territorial he was about it. It didn't matter that they weren't technically a couple. Wherever they went, Crowley made sure that everyone knew Aziraphale was there for him and him alone. He made sure to always have a hand on Aziraphale's back, sometimes wrapped around his waist. When they sat down to dine, Crowley would often reach out and take his hand across the table, cradling it in his own while they waited for their food. Each time they went around, Aziraphale felt wholly surrounded by Crowley, and there was a certain thrill to it that he couldn't help but blush to remember. On their first meeting, Crowley had told him that he liked pretty things. Aziraphale knew that to be even more true now that he'd gotten to know him. In his mind, Crowley was a man who held himself to extremely high standards, who only surrounded himself with the lavish, the perfect, and the beautiful. So to be in any way the object of Crowley's affection was deeply flattering for Aziraphale. It thrilled him, being one of the perfect and beautiful things that Crowley liked. As the weeks went on, though, he wondered how long he could maintain Crowley's interest. It wasn't enough to be something that Crowley liked. He wanted to be the thing that Crowley liked best. He'd played it somewhat on the safe side his entire life. He was an introvert and liked to keep to his books in quiet places. Everything with Crowley was so new, so exciting. He craved it like the adventure he'd only ever dreamed of, but never got the courage to chase. The contract was still perched on the corner of his nightstand. Bedtime reading, so to speak. A reminder of what awaited him if he'd only be brave enough to voice out what he wanted. He did have the feeling that he'd been putting it off long enough. He was quite decided that, barring a few more necessary negotiations on the stated boundaries, he would also like to try that dynamic with Crowley. How exactly to tell him that was his much larger concern. The breaking point came at last, 2 weeks after the start of their courtship, and interestingly enough, it was a meeting that had been entirely unplanned on both ends. Aziraphale put on one of his fine outfits, a white jacket over his powder blue shirt sleeves. After a short moment of deliberation, he decided to leave the top button undone, hinting at a bit of his chest hair in a way he hoped didn't make him look like he was trying too hard to look older than his age. He was to attend a charity dinner to support an old friend who had started the whole thing to help out disadvantaged children with their schooling. Aziraphale wasn't a major guest, so he really didn't want to stand out. But at the same time, the event was being held at an upscale hotel and he wanted to look presentable. He had been prepared for a night of reuniting with a few of his old neighbors and bursts of awkward silence in between small talk over the dinner table. He had not been prepared to find that the charity's main sponsor, clad in all black silk, glimmering under the spotlight, was Anthony J. Crowley. Aziraphale was a pile of putty by the time Crowley finished his opening remarks. While he stood on stage, Aziraphale could swear a couple times that Crowley's eyes seemed to lock with his. He flustered, hiding his face behind his glass of water. Crowley approached him not long after his speech, sidling up next to Aziraphale, who stood near one side of the main hall.
"Didn't think I'd run into you tonight," Crowley said, his voice sending shivers of delight down Aziraphale's back.
Aziraphale tried his best not to look too eager. He acknowledged him with a mere tip of his head.
"I didn't think so either. I believe you told me you had other people to do this for you."
He could tell that the remark cracked a little bit of the cool facade Crowley liked to keep, and he couldn't help grinning smugly.
"Some things I simply can't leave to anyone else."
Crowley's hand pressed on the small of his back, caressing the slippery fabric of his jacket and sliding over to hook around his waist. Aziraphale held back a satisfied smile as butterflies erupted in his stomach.
"Can I get you a drink, my angel?"
Aziraphale snuck a glance at him. Up close, he could marvel at how well his suit hugged the firm planes of his chest. Bask in the intoxicating scent of him. His throat was so dry.
"Wine would be lovely,"
he said, his fingers itching to reach out and touch him in return. But he had to restrain himself. Crowley sent him a devious grin.
"Consider it done."
He slid away from Aziraphale and went off in the direction of the bar. That was when someone tapped his shoulder. Aziraphale whirled around, a beam breaking out on his face.
"Hey there, Aziraphale!"
"Eric!"
He laughed as they immediately exchanged a hug.
"You're looking well,"
Eric said when they pulled back. Aziraphale scoffed.
"Believe me, I'm being beaten to a pulp by university. This is me on the rare occasion I look human."
"It's good to see you again. How long has it been? 2 or 3 years?
"Around that, I think so. But I heard about what you and Harriet were doing with this charity, and it really is some remarkable work. When she messaged me out of the blue, I knew I had to come and show my support.
Thank you, that means a lot to me. Eric took a look around the room, his eyes wide with some childish wonder. I was so nervous about tonight. Putting it all together made me a wreck. Aziraphel opened his mouth to reply, but he was interrupted when Crowley appeared by his side, smoothly sliding an arm around his waist, drawing a surprised yelp out of the blonde. He tugged Aziraphel close to his side and pressed a drink into his hand.
The white they had on hand is atrocious, so I got you some Perrier Jouet instead, love.
Crowley's eyes were on Aziraphel alone, as though Eric was nothing but thin air. Aziraphel would have thought it was rude if he didn't secretly relish in it. He smiled gratefully, taking the offered drink in hand and using it to cover the delicate flush blooming on his cheeks. He was still far too easily flustered at having Crowley so close to him.
Thank you, my dear.
At last, Crowley seemed to notice Eric's presence when he turned away briefly, casting him a sort of bored look.
Who's this, Angel? Friend of yours?
Aziraphel cast them both a nervous look.
Oh, I'm being rude, sorry. This is Eric. We grew up in the same town and went to school together. He's also one of the organizers of this event.
Crowley assessed Eric with an intense look that, understandably, had the latter squirming.
And... Eric, this is Crowley,
He trailed off, shyly, feeling the full weight of Crowley's stare on himself as he spoke.
I'm sure you know who he is.
Indeed I do, sir. Eric's eyes practically turned into stars as he gazed up at Crowley like a fanboy at a convention. It is a pleasure to meet you, really. I still can't believe we're breathing the same air. Aziraphel let out a small giggle at the odd look that crossed Crowley's face.
Yeah, thanks, he replied coldly.
Eric did not appear to be the least bit offended.
If you'll excuse us, I'm taking Aziraphel away for now.
For as long as you like.
Aziraphel thought, unbidden.
Oh, of course.
Eric held out his hand towards Aziraphel.
It's really good to see you. We should go for drinks sometime.
It required a bit of an awkward maneuver for Aziraphel to retrieve his arm from where it was pressed against Crowley's side. He shook hands with Eric, still beaming.
That sounds great. I'd love to.
Crowley's arm around his waist turned into a vice-like grip.
Ciao,
Crowley said, sharp and concise, before turning aside and walking away, his hold on Aziraphel relentless.
You do know how to make quite a show, my dear,
Aziraphel said, highly amused at Crowley's bristled response to Eric talking with him. It really was quite adorable.
You think this is funny,
Crowley said, eyeing him askance.
I can see it. You're trying not to laugh.
Forgive me. I just find it amusing how insistent you can be sometimes.
With what?
With me,
Aziraphel said, tucking himself a bit closer to his side.
Don't pretend you don't like it.
I'm not pretending. I like it very much.
Crowley sent him a sultry look.
Oh?
That doesn't make your jealousy any less amusing, though,
Aziraphel remarked on a stroke of confidence.
Why, we aren't even a couple, and you're already branding me as yours.
The lackadaisical grin on Crowley's face fell to a much graver expression. He turned to face Aziraphale fully, scanning every inch of him with burning brown eyes.
Not a couple.
Aziraphale's lips parted as Crowley leaned in, lips grazing just so on the shell of his ear.
I can have you here right now, in front of everyone. And I'm willing to bet you'll like it.
Aziraphale's breathing went into tatters.
I highly doubt you'd go through with it.
When Crowley pulled back to meet his gaze, Aziraphale withered at the expression he saw. At the calm fire that burned in his eyes. He felt powerless. Crowley shifted to grab his arm, swiftly leading him out of the main hall and towards a corridor leading to the restrooms. Aziraphale struggled to keep up with his pace, his heart threatening to crack his ribs.
Crowley!
There was a man standing by one of the sinks when they entered the men's room. Crowley didn't spare him a single glance as he dragged Aziraphale into one of the stalls and locked it. Aziraphale blinked slowly in shock, hot in the cheeks, even though he was relieved to find that the stalls of this fancy hotel had full floor-to-ceiling barriers. Still, someone had seen them come in. Was Crowley mad? He didn't have much time to ponder on that. Crowley crowded him into the wall, the edge of the toilet brushing his calf. Firm hands wrapped around his wrists, holding them up beside his head and pinning them to the wall. He gazed up into Crowley's face, finding it much closer than it had ever been before. The tips of their noses brushed.
Did you really think you could say stuff like that to me and not be disciplined for it?
Aziraphale shivered. There was that word again, endlessly echoing in his mind. Disciplined. Snarled low from Crowley's throat, yet less like a threat and more like a promise.
How?
Aziraphale tested the grip around his wrists, gasping when they didn't even budge. In the back of his mind, he knew how very unconventional and unromantic this whole thing was. He'd asked Crowley for a proper courtship, yet here he was, pinned to a paper-thin wall and only inches away from a toilet. But the intoxicating effect that Crowley had on him was in no way lessened, and his arousal grew when he looked into Crowley's lust-blown, pitch-black eyes. It was only natural for him to lean up and capture Crowley's mouth with his own. Crowley moaned directly into the kiss, opening his mouth to draw out his tongue. Aziraphale shuddered at the first brush of hot silk on the underside of his upper lip, and he answered by parting his own lips, moaning in return. They spent their sweet time getting acquainted in this manner, exploring each other's mouths and relishing what was being offered. All the while, Crowley's grip never wavered. A searing reminder of who was in control and which of them was rendered at the mercy of whom. Aziraphale eagerly swayed into him, pressing himself to Crowley as much as he could be allowed. Relief surged through him when Crowley stepped forward instead, feet shuffling as their legs slotted into place, and Aziraphale was pinned entirely to the wall, Crowley's lean-muscled body a steady weight holding him in place. It was heaven. Absolute bliss. Crowley ground his hips forward, pressing his erection on Aziraphale's hip. He took his tongue out of Aziraphale's mouth to whisper breathily against his swollen lips.
"You have to stop me now, or I won't be able to."
"You can have me,"
Aziraphale replied, warmth filling his chest as it occurred to him he meant every word.
"I'm all yours."
Saying the words felt like surrendering, but there was no loss. Only relief and a sense of rightness. Of feeling like he was coming home. Crowley kissed him again. Softly. Gently. He took a brief moment to nuzzle Aziraphale's nose before pulling away with a stern look.
"Turn around and bend over for me."
With the hold he still had on his wrists, Crowley guided him towards the toilet. The shock of the movement had Aziraphale bracing himself with a hand on top of it. Exploratory hands slid up over his shoulders, grabbing at his lapels to slide the jacket down his arms. Aziraphale could hardly believe this was happening. He could feel Crowley all around him, a welcome presence that was devouring him whole. He shrugged one arm out of his jacket, startling when Crowley leaned in and sank his teeth at the side of his neck. He gasped, tilting his head to expose more skin for him. It seemed like the right thing to do. He couldn't even properly take off his jacket anymore. It hung by the sleeve, limp and heavy, over his left elbow. Crowley rutted his clothed erection onto his arse, skilled fingers working Aziraphale's belt and trousers open. Wet lips mouthed at Aziraphale's jaw, tongue swirling at his skin in between breathy mumbles.
"How gorgeous you look like this, my angel,"
Crowley said.
"A mess. Bend over just for me."
His trousers and pants were pushed down to his thighs, leaving his backside completely exposed. Aziraphale threw his head back and moaned when Crowley pulled out his cock and applied languid, teasing strokes.
"Tell me who you belong to."
He stopped to collect the bead of precum at his tip, swirling it around his head. Aziraphale shuddered, both hands falling on the wall space above the toilet as waves of pleasure pulsed through him.
"You, only you."
"Say it again."
Aziraphale muffled his scream into his palm as Crowley's strokes became rougher, sliding over his entire length.
"You, Crowley, God, just you, touch me, please, please, please."
More filthy words grazed his ear, and he was utterly taken in, rendered a complete wreck, even though he still had most of his clothes on.
"Crowley!"
Crowley chuckled low, placing more kisses on the side of his neck.
You don't even care that you're bending over for me in a place like this. Knew you'd like it.
Crowley's hand sped up, twisting slightly at the end of each stroke. Aziraphale was helpless, keening when Crowley's other hand palmed his ass cheek, thumb sweeping over to stretch him out so he could slide his clothed erection into the crevice.
But
he resumed the husky tone straight into Aziraphale's ear, drawing out a curl of desire from within him.
This isn't even scratching the surface of what I have in store for you, my dove. Just wait until you learn to become my submissive. I'll wrap you up in all the prettiest things. Gag you. Strap you. Spank you. Get myself into your tight little ass until you're begging me to let you come.
Aziraphale hunched over, face flushed and gasping. When he'd been reading the contract, he only allowed himself to imagine a small part of it, unsure what he could expect. But right now, Crowley was practically spelling it out for him. Even if it was just dirty talk, hearing it all in his voice only made it clearer that he wanted it. Wanted that life with this unbearably perfect man. He went up on his toes as he approached his climax, alternating between thrusting into Crowley's hand and rubbing his ass on Crowley's cock.
Oh God, Crowley, Crowley, Crowley!
I do love you calling out my name like that. But next time I'd like to hear you say, sir.
Yes, yes, anything, oh, anything you want me to.
Aziraphale babbled incoherently, pleasure mounting up into a fine point and clouding his thoughts as he went after it. Crowley gave a sharp thrust to his rump.
Who do you belong to?
Aziraphale reached back to curl his fingers in Crowley's hair, sighing in content as he came.
I belong to you, Crowley. Only to you.
Gorgeous,
Crowley said softly, observing him with intense fascination while he slowed his strokes, expertly guiding Aziraphale's crested pleasure through his orgasm.
Fuck, I want to see you look like that every day.
If Aziraphale hadn't come just now, he would have gone hard just from the implication of those words.
Well,
Aziraphale said, breathing heavily once he'd come down from his high.
I suppose that's one way to go about having a first time.
Behind him, Crowley stiffened.
You're a virgin.
Aziraphale turned around and tucked himself back into his trousers. He arched a brow at Crowley.
I was.
But you... this...
Crowley gaped, and it was almost comical. Then Crowley snorted out an uncharacteristic laugh before devolving into a fit of giggles.
I can't believe you.
If you had known, what would you have done?
I don't know. Taking you to a proper bed would have been a start.
Perhaps, but probably not half as much fun.
Aziraphale's lips twitched into a smile. He lay a hand on Crowley's chest, leaning up to kiss him softly on the mouth.
"Thank you, sir."
Crowley's eyes went wide and he groaned, one hand palming his still hard cock.
"Fuck! Fuck, Angel, you can't do that to me now."
"Why ever not?"
Aziraphale blinked innocently at him.
"You don't know what you do to me."
He gripped Aziraphale's wrist and led him out of the stall. Aziraphale went willingly, feeling lighter than he'd ever been before.
"Where are we going?"
"Up," Crowley said, just as they emerged into the hotel lobby.
"I have a room here, and I'm not interested in doing anything else but you."
Aziraphale gasped. This was looking to be an interesting night.
"Are you sure?"
"Angel."
Crowley paused, turning towards him with a devious look.
"I have a simple command for you now. Once I throw you on my bed, you're not getting up until I say so. Got it?"
It was another call to surrender, but much like the previous instance, Aziraphale felt no loss along with it. He wondered how that could even be possible. How Crowley could make the unfamiliar much less frightening. How Crowley could see him and simply know what he needed. He hadn't imagined all this would happen to him when he filled in for Newt to conduct that interview. He hadn't expected he would find his first romance as well as a person he could call home. He twisted his arm out of Crowley's grip, shifting so they could hold hands instead, and gazed up at Crowley with transparent affection. It wasn't quite love, at least not yet. But he was already in great danger, slip-sliding on the precipice of it.
"Lead the way, my dear."
The end.